Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. John 11:21-23. Death is an event that every person must accept. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything. Neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Ecclesiastes 9:5. Solomon explains that death brings an end to this earthly life, and however we thought or lived is now removed from the human scene. We know nothing any more of this earthly journey, but the living must deal with death. Martha's brother, whom she loved, had died. A sadness now filled her heart. She was overcome with grief. Death brings a lasting separation to all unions of earth. As Jesus makes the journey to Bethany, he offers a word of comfort and hope to Martha. Her trust in Jesus was that his presence could have prevented the death of her brother. She had witnessed other miracles that he had performed, and she truly believed that he could have healed Lazarus of the sickness which brought about his death. Jesus had not come earlier because this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby, John 11:4. In the midst of death, we must trust in the care and love of God. Martha did not blame Jesus for the death of her brother, but expressed her trust in him. When Job lost his children to death, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly, Job 1:22. Jesus is always with us, even in times of separation brought about by death. Neither life nor death should be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, Romans 8:38-39. Martha informs her sister Mary of the arrival of Jesus. Mary expresses this same trust in Jesus. Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, John 11:32-33. Jesus shared their grief and wept with them. Even in death, Jesus is always present with those that trust him. When the time for our death comes, we must trust in God and in his love and concern for us. Jesus has died so that we can die and our loved ones can die in the safe haven of salvation in Christ. Let us be assured that as Jesus said to Martha, Thy brother shall rise again. One day we shall arise from the grave of death and be clothed with immortality. May we have this confidence. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me in that day. And not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. 2 Timothy 4:8. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.